What do you think of lying? It's not that bad, just a one-time thing. White lie, you can get away with it. It's just a little sin. I'm here to tell you, it is a sin. It's a big sin, and we are punished for it. There are no freebies with God. I want to look at lying, why it's a sin, and how people were punished for it in the Bible. My first example will be about Ananias and Sapphira, the first of 3 points. The story of Ananias and Sapphira is that the apostles were raising money for ministry and other church needs. Many people were giving to the apostles, and Ananias and Sapphira, they sold land and got money for it. They thought it was a great idea that they would give part of it and say it was all, just to make themselves look good. Let's go to Acts 5 to see exactly what they did and how they were punished for this. Acts 5, verses 1 through 11, says, "But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira his wife sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, 'Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price that the land you got for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.' Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, 'Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much?' She said, 'Yes, for so much.' Then Peter said to her, 'How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out.' Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things." Didn't turn out too well for them. God struck them dead immediately. The question is, why? Why did he do that? Why did this make him angry? That's my second point. Why did they die? Let's turn to Leviticus to look at that. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11 says, "You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another." That's God talking. It's simple, but it says, "You shall not lie." That is my commandment. But what happens if we do? Will we be struck dead? Not anymore, but we will still be punished, and it is much worse than just on earth. Let's turn to Proverbs 6 to learn more about how God hates this awful sin. It says, "These things the Lord hates." The word hates. Yes, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Lying is in there twice. These are things that God hates. They are abominations. Seems pretty serious. Colossians 3, back to the New Testament, Colossians 3, verses 9 and 10, says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." That's Paul talking to the Colossian church. He's saying, now that you are Christians, you can't do the things you did before. You can't lie. That's a sin. He's warning them. He's trying to help them out. He's trying to prepare them for what it says in Revelation 21, verse 8. It says, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." It's eternal. It's not just you're struck dead and it's over. Going to heaven. No. You're going to the lake of fire. and it's forever. Not fun. So what can we do? What should we do is the better question. I want to explain in a third point, my final point. We should be like Barnabas, who in Acts chapter 4 was in a very similar situation to Ananias and Sapphira. Acts chapter 4, verses 36 and 37 says, "And Joseph, who is also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet." He had money that he got from his possession, and he gave it to the apostles. What's different about this is he didn't lie about how much he gave. He didn't lie about how much he had to begin with. He gave the exact number, gave it, and that was the end of it. He was not punished for that. In conclusion, we should not lie, because God does not like it. If we follow examples like Barnabas and tell the truth, we can be better Christians. I'm positive no one here wants to suffer eternal fire. So I want to leave you with a question. What do you think of lying?